Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is a great song. Indeed it is. And Richie thought I wouldn't know this. Come on now. All right, before we get to Beat the Hammer, let's give you a chance right now to win $1,000. This hour's code word giving you a chance to win $1,000 is food. Text food to 72881 now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrant is going to win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, make sure you visit entercomcontest.com. Make sure you listen next week and for the next many weeks, 11 a.m. and noon, the times that we give you an opportunity to win $1,000. Again, 11 a.m. and noon, all of next week and for the next many weeks, chances to win $1,000 here on WIP. All right. Also, as we play the game we call Beat the Hammer, $500 Cozy Jewelers gift card is on the line. That's right. Cozy Jewelers, the 5th C in diamonds, color, cut, clarity, carat, and cozy at 4819 Westchester Pike in Newtown Square and at CozyJewelers.com. Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer. All righty. Now, we do have, I will just say, controversy out of the gate. It is true that I did forget last segment to say to call the contest line. Third caller, first caller, fourth caller. I always do that. Didn't do it. Seltzer chose a caller.
That's on you.
That is my bad. Yes. The problem is James chose on his own to take it.
I just took the very first caller.
James took the first caller. Now, the issue is I could have said to start the segment here, like we'll take the first caller, third
then
caller.
Then we would have had to wait for the call. I would have had to get him up. It would have been a whole thing.
There would have been a delay, but
why are you complaining, Joe?
Well, I mean, I could
Is it because you're a little bit afraid of
someone
the caller?
Someone called in on the contest line. They got
just
through.
Saying, I could have done the $1,000 giveaway after having given out the call number, and then James would have had enough
could
time.
Could this consternation have something to do with the fact that the caller has beaten you at Beat the Hammer in the past?
Buddy.
His name is Kenny. He's from Bethlehem, otherwise known as our Sean Connery friend. What's up, Ken?
Joe, you're not going to start this under protest, are you?
Kenny?
Already started, Kenny.
Under... protest.
Yeah, we'll shoot that
official.
Right down.
Official. All right, Kenny. I don't know where we're headed here today. I'm guessing that Seltzer's going to have some Gabe Kapler questions, but we'll see. That's probably up your alley. So I'm very unhappy here because this is under protest. Kenny, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth. Good luck to you, pal.
I think we both need it today. Good luck to you, buddy.
All right.
All right.
Sauntering
out of the studio. Definitely, we can tell he's already a little shook if he's already trying to put under protest.
Yeah, that's the earliest protest of all time.
Ever. The quickest we've ever had. So
Before it even started.
Especially for something that is his mistake. I saved him by getting someone on the air when he was supposed to call for it.
Yeah,
so.
Amazing.
All right, Kenny, you obviously know how this works. You ready to play Beat the Hammer?
I am as ready as I'm going to be. Let's do it, bud.
I love it. All right. Sadly, it is not Gabe Kapler. Questions were made before the Gabe Kapler thing happened. Something else is going on in Philly sports. The return of the Philadelphia Flyers. Our category today is the Flyers. Kenny, ready to roll?
Yeah, why not?
All right, the clock will start as soon as I am done asking the first question. Question number one. Since 1980, only three players have scored more than 300 career goals with the Flyers. Name two of them.
John LeClair and Tim Kerr.
Bobby Clark is one of three people to play in over 800 games for the Flyers. Name one of the other two.
Pass.
The last time a Flyers defenseman made the All-Star team was in 2012. Who was that defenseman?
Let me go back to the former question, Mark Howe.
Last Flyers defenseman to make an All-Star team was 2012. Who was that defenseman?
Chris Pronger.
Claude Giroux is one of two current Flyers who have represented the team in an All-Star game. Name the other.
Jacob Voracek.
Who was the last Flyer to score 50 or more goals in a season?
John LeClair.
Ooh, buddy. All right.
Nice
Kenny,
work.
Three. Well done,
yeah.
Sir. All right.
I'm feeling pretty good about this.
We got a contest here today. There we go. Didn't even need all the time. Kenny, great job. We're going to put you on hold.
Wow.
We're going to wave the hammer back in.
How do we play this now, Jimmy?
I mean, that was strong.
I mean, do we try to get inside Joe's head here?
I mean, it seemed like he was already in his own head to
start. I think he has been inside that dome already, as evidenced by more pink than normal.
More pink.
It's
what is
almost,
this nonsense?
Oh, there's an additional ruddiness.
A ruddiness. I don't
to
even
your
know that
complexion.
Word. Ruddiness. Anyone know what ruddiness means?
All right. It means what you look like right now.
Okay. Ruddiness.
Yeah.
This Kenny guy. Now we know Kenny. Kenny, how did he do?
Outstanding.
Yeah. Let's roll.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. You were wrong. It is not Gabe Kapler question.
No, can I just say something? Andrew Porter keeps moving a camera in front of my face.
Good.
Porter, can I please
keep
see James
doing
Seltzer?
It, Porter, keep it.
All right. Let's go. Keep blocking my
Why
view.
Why do you have to see James Seltzer? Because
Kenny
didn't see James Seltzer.
Well, it's the way it goes.
All right.
I think you should block James Seltzer on purpose.
To help us out, Porter.
All right. What do you
got? All right,
you ready? Yeah.
Flyers have returned. Mm-hmm. We're doing a little Flyers trivia today on Beat the Hammer.
Let's do it.
All right. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Since 1980, only three players have scored more than 300 career goals with the Flyers. Name two of them.
Since 80?
Since 80.
300 career goals. Well, certainly LeClair. 300 career goals. Since 80, I'll say prop.
Bobby Clarke is one of three people to play in over 800 games for the Flyers. Name one of the other two.
Mark Howe.
Oh. The last time a Flyers defenseman made the All-Star team was in 2012. Who was that defenseman?
Kimmo Tiiminen.
Claude Giroux is one of two current Flyers who have represented the team in an All-Star game. Name the other.
Current. In the All-Star game. Represented the Flyers. Voracek.
Who was the last Flyer to score 50 or more goals in a season?
LeClair.
Oh. A 4-3 victory.
That's how you do it!
Oh, man.
That's how you do it. Johnny LeClair, baby. I remember watching the game when he scored a goal against the Devils on the final game of the season to get to 50 goals and give the Flyers the number one seed in the conference that year headed into the playoffs, if I'm remembering that right. I was in college, and it was like one of my first or second years in college. God bless John LeClair. I don't know if it's the same year. That is a great Hammer victory today. Mark Howden playing 800 games?
No, it's Claude Giroux and Bill Barber.
Wow. All right, well, fair enough. Well, Kenny is a loser, Kenny.
Way to win, classy Joe.
I'll take that.
Especially, this is like one of your few legitimate victories, too, because Kenny actually brought it today.
I saw Richie's face, Kenny, when I looked over at him after I got that final one. He was shocked.
I was devastated. I really, especially with how long you took with the first one, I was like, he's definitely going to run out of time.
What was the first one?
The first one was...
Oh, yeah.
Well, can we not just relive
well,
this,
threw me off? He said, I knew Lindros missed so many games, I thought he might not have gotten 300
goals.
He was
close. He was like 290. It was Brian Propp, Tim Kerr, and LeClair. Bill Barber and Claude Giroux are the two.
Yeah, I was thinking Tim Kerr. I was thinking him. And anyway, it doesn't matter what I thought. It matters what I did. What I did was win. Kenny, we do appreciate you playing Beat the Hammer, though, today. You know that.
You know what bugs me, Joe, is it's the first time we're not going overtime.
Wow.
Kenny, one of the best Beat the Hammer competitors we have.
Kenny,
so thank you.
You're a fine man.
And as are you, Joe. Congratulations. It was well earned.
Thank you, Kenny. I agree with you on that. And he is a loser. And that's Beat the Hammer. Oh, yeah. That's right. By the way, we now have a $500 cozy.
That was Joe applauding himself.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I'm well aware of what I just did.
I'm just letting everyone know.
We're letting everyone else know.
$500 Cozy Jewelers gift card on the line right now. That's right. We'll take the, because of the fifth C in diamonds, color, cut, clarity, carat, and cozy, we'll take the fifth caller right now on the contest line at 215-625-6681. Caller number five on the contest line, you're going to win the $500 Cozy Jewelers gift card. Let's go to the phones, talk to Joe in New Jersey. Good afternoon, Joe.
Hey, you want to say when I get you all speaker? Joe, thanks for letting me follow your great win. I'm so happy to be doing that.
I don't even know if it was 102 or 103, but it was impressive.
We should keep that at like zero, but you know. anyways, I was calling to talk about you know, the Vikings. I'm getting the feeling that we're not going to win this one. But personally, myself, if we don't lose this one, I believe that we'll win the Cowboys game. So that's, you know, wouldn't have lost there. But
it does take some suspension of disbelief on my part, like, to really feel like the Eagles have a great shot at this. I think it's going to be a neck-and-neck type game. It's going to come down to little mistakes here and there. It's probably going to be a fourth-quarter decided type game. And for that reason, I feel more comfortable with Carson than with Kirk Cousins winning a close one. I guess it comes down to that for me. Both teams have strengths that neutralize the other's strengths. Both teams have some weaknesses that can be exploited. And I have faith that this coaching staff will figure out a way to take advantage often enough and hopefully continue the takeaways on the defensive side of the ball, which is a tall order, but I don't feel like I would put money on this game. I don't feel like I am like yelling to the hills, the Eagles are winning this thing. But I think when it's all said and done, we're going to feel good about the result.
Yeah, that's true. And then on to my Gabe Kapler, you know, my friend Chuck, who's a Skins fan, was agreeing with Joe earlier about, you know, all Joe's not really looking at it properly, in my opinion. But, you know, it's just, I think it's better for that game have been gone, but now we get to see what really John Milton's actually doing on.
It's going to be so, so exciting that this is coming up at 1 o'clock. There's so much I need to hear and I probably won't hear that we will be up in arms about, which is, you know, kind of fun. But at the same time, just maybe we get some really solid explaining and we feel good about this.
Joe, what do you got for a song about a person?
American Pie.
Oh, wow. Oh,
great.
That's
great,
a great answer. One. It's about three people, right?
Yeah.
American Pie. Wow. How about
the day
that?
The music died, Joe.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm trying to find this game where LeClaire scored the goal. I'm trying to figure it out. I guess it doesn't
Why
matter.
Why are you trying to do that?
It's like when
to
I win
revel
my...
revel in your...
Yeah. Well, like when I win my presidential election, John, one of the first things I'll do just to rub it in everyone's face is ask for a recount. Mm-hmm. Like, count it up again.
I can't believe you've actually put enough thought into this that you've... decided this.
But anyway, I'm trying to
you know
find
that's
this game,
just imaginary. At least the game that you're looking for is real.
Yeah. Maybe it's 97. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. Maybe LeClaire didn't score against the Devils, but I thought he did to get his 50th goal at the end of the season. I don't know. What the heck's coming up? More reveling in my victory. What's coming up that matters a lot is at 1 o'clock the press conference is happening. And also an early NFL picks today. 12:30 we'll give you our NFL picks for week 6 of the NFL. Because, of course, the 1 o'clock hour will be dominated by the Phillies press conference. Keep it here. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
It's been reported that over 60% of small businesses close after just one cyber attack. But the good news is Comcast has a solution. Comcast Business goes beyond fast with a cloud-based security solution that automatically protects all the devices on your network. The security is built directly into your internet and is constantly updating every 10 minutes. So every connected device is protected from things like phishing, malware, and risky sites. It also runs directly through your existing hardware, so there's no need for additional installation or costly equipment. And it all starts on the nation's largest gig speed network. Fast, reliable internet for your business. Powerful Wi-Fi for your customers. Security for every single device. What's better than that? It's time to take your business beyond. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.